The YMCA building will be rededicated with a special yell at 3, and senior yell leader Drew Nelson says the building is key to the yell practice tradition.
The first yell practice ever was actually held at the YMCA building, and so that's why it's significant for us. And after home victories at Cal Field, we still go to the YMCA building and have a yell practice right there on the steps. So that building is very important for the yell leaders and for the 12th man and for the spirit of Texas A&M. So it's really neat that we get to be a part of that.
There will also be a special yell practice at 6 at Cal Field, including a word from Kevin Sumlin. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan's Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says City Council just approved a resolution securing funding so that Bryan can partner with TxDOT's Aviation Division in order to install new runway lights.
The new runway lights run in the neighborhood of $633,000. That's pretty expensive, but with our partnership with TxDOT, the cost to the city is $63,300. Our match is only 10%. Yeah. So it's a good deal.
Hard to turn that one down.
Yeah, we get to use 90 cents of other money and supply 10 cents of ours.
Russell says lightning blew out the regulator and transformers of the old light system earlier this year, and because of the age of the system, replacement parts were no longer being manufactured. He says the new, up-to-date lighting system should eventually save the city in utility costs. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW. William Clem began studying memory in the 60s and says focus is the key issue.
Seniors become less attentive just as part of the aging process. And students are less attentive because they multitask. The brain doesn't work well that way. The brain wants to do one thing at a time, and multitasking is inefficient. By definition, it means you're not paying attention to any one thing. And attentiveness is crucial to memory formation.
Clem says that for the best memory retention, stay engaged with the material and repeat the information you're needing to memorize over a long period of time. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a direct link to Clem's blog. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Michael Root with Brazos Valley Workforce Development says part of what makes veterans good employees is that they've been trained to be on their toes.
We just want to reunite the returning military with employers in the community that are currently hiring and go ahead and try to reintegrate those folks into our area as soon as possible. I think that all employers realize the importance of hiring veterans.
Root says more than 30 employers at the fair represent positions in production, restaurants, city and county governments, and retail. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 35th annual Texas Tea Party is coming to Bryan, and that means you might see Model Ts at the George Bush Library, Washington on the Brazos State Park, and even in Anderson.
It's just a great way to view history and actually feel historic. Driving around, especially in weather like we're having now, it's beautiful. You get to see the countryside and smell the smells. Everybody waves at you when you're driving. It's always like you're in a parade. It just makes people smile to see the cars. So we'd love to share our hobby with people.
Tour organizer Jennifer Lilliker says this particular tour is only in Texas, and you'll be able to see the cars and talk with their owners as part of First Friday. Online at WTAW.com, you can find the press release and some pictures. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.